Hey, it's 12 to 6, the catch up with Daryl and Rox. And joining us on the line from downtown Bris Vegas, Dr. Dom, hello.
Hello, how are you tonight?
Oh, look, we're pretty great. And I just mentioned a few moments ago, you're pretty great because you've just released your new logo and your own website.
I have. It's all very exciting. Yes, just did that a few moments ago. So, it's really, really exciting and a really great feeling.
Well, now, can we have the web address, please?
Yes, it's dr-dom.com.au.
All right, so jump on there and you can find out all about Dr. Dom. Hey, how are you feeling that the granny's going to be up where you are?
Yeah, exciting, because it means you don't have to move anywhere or go back to quarantine.
that's right.
I was a little bit worried.
No, we're looking at it now because the date is, the 2nd of September, and you'll be up there till the end of October.
Yes, hopefully.
Yes.
If all goes to plan, we will be. But it is good. We're a little bit worried that we would be going back to Perth just because of a couple of the spikes in cases here in Queensland, and restrictions have tightened up. So we thought, oh gosh, we're going to be shipped back to Perth and a couple of weeks of quarantine again. But hopefully, we can stay here.
Now, Dom, how long have you been away for now?
Just over 8 weeks.
Okay, and so just over 8 weeks, what did you realise?
That I really miss my dog.
A
lot. I've realised that football players are like children and they need a lot of attention and coaching.
You really miss your husband.
Yes.
And it's time to unpack your suitcase.
It's time to unpack my suitcase. So a little bit of a background. I'm definitely not a dirty person, but I'm messy. My suitcase has been everywhere, and I just keep thinking, oh, they'll tell us that we're going home soon. And I thought, no, it's about time that I unpack it and hang up my clothes and so I can walk in my hotel room. So I did that last night, and it is an amazing feeling, let me tell you. Feel like a new woman.
Right. Okay, well, everyone's a bit excited. I don't know, if you run into Gil up there, tell him to get a haircut because he's been on TV all day and he's looking a bit shabby. Of course, stage 4 in Melbourne, he probably hasn't been to a barber. But
no, he wouldn't have been.
We'll give him that feedback. I don't know if you guys have seen some of the haircuts going around the league at the moment, but there's a bit of a mullet.
What's the deal with the mullets
going on? Oh gosh! The club here are doing it. Like the boy, some of the boys are in a charity, almost like Movember, but it's grow your mullet, and it's
Multember.
A few of the other teams are on it. So well done them for raising money for good causes, but some of them look shocking.
Now, Dom, I have to tell you, as somebody who grew up in a time where the mullet was fashionable, if that's a situation.
No, we were
I'm not aware of how old you are, but I believe you were probably born at the time the mullet was popular. So let's be honest, there's no need for it to come back.
There is no need, and they are on it, all ages, from the young lads right through to the older players. Everyone's getting the mullet.
Just crazy. What's a real worry is that I actually used to have a mullet, and so when the wives and partners start getting mullets, we know that they have been in lockdown way too long.
Yeah, it's actually a bit of a joke because I've said, I would have a fantastic mullet because I've got quite long hair. So I thought, I wonder if I just cut it in and get some money to raise some money for charity. That would be quite a laugh. But no, I think get the boys to stick to that. We won't get anyone else involved.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but I believe Blix is pretty good on the hair, apart from that little incident with Harry Taylor. But, hey.
Yeah, I think a few of the boys have their clippers here, so we'll see how we go.
Could
fantastic.
Be a bit of a worry.
So how is the team going? What's it like in lockdown, in the hub at the moment?
Yeah, no, that they're going well. I'm sure you guys watched the game on the weekend, and it was a pretty scary first quarter. but to be able to bounce back the way they did, it's pretty amazing. And so, no, they are going really well. We've got this 9-day break now, so Had a nice weekend off and felt like you actually had a bit of a weekend, but now they're definitely in game mode and getting ready for this weekend. So it's a great feeling. It's exciting. Finals around the corner and the pointy end of everything.
Yeah, we are concerned about a 9-day break. It's not a bye. Because don't mention the bye. It's just a 9-day break. We'll see how we go. Exactly right.
We don't mention that word around here.
Yes, exactly.
Give him some more chocolate pudding, Dom. That's what I say.
They did enjoy that, I must say, guys. The chocolate pudding and the sauce there went down well. I was a bit worried after first quarter. I just thought, oh, no, the post-game meal is not going to go down well with the coach if we lost and then I'm giving them chips and chocolate pudding and ice cream.
Listen, Dom.
So thank God they won.
I've just got to put it out there. If you bring out the soft serve machine, there will be a lot of love for you in the room. I can just tell you that. Maybe that's just me. I'm not sure. No, I think it would be with them. It's all good.
Dom, it's been awesome chatting to you. We can't wait to catch up with you next week. And if people want to jump online, it's dr-dom.com.au. Check out Dom's new website and follow her on Instagram.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
You too, Dom. It is the catch-up here at Bay 93.9.